KORN News Radio Sports for this Wednesday, November 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan women's soccer had its season come to an end last night with a 2-0 loss at Hastings in the quarterfinals of the GPAC tournament. Dakota Wesleyan women's soccer now ends the season with a 5-4-8 record. Two Dakota Wesleyan volleyball players were named GPAC Players of the Week yesterday. Junior center Kaylee Hybertson was the center of the week for the third time this season. Hybertson had 55 assists against Dakota State last week and then 31 in a sweep of Dort's. And then junior libero Lizzie Tyler of Mitchell was named the GPAC Defender of the Week. She had 59 digs across two matches. Hybertson currently ranks first in the GPAC in assist per set, while the Tyler leads the conference in digs per sets. Also for SDSU volleyball, their middle blocker Madison Burr was named the Summit League Volleyball Defensive Player of the Week yesterday. Burr leads the conference with 1.7 blocks per set, or 17 total blocks across two five-set matches. Last week for the Jackrabbits led the way as the Jackrabbits picked up five-set victories over Omaha and USD. USD men's basketball on the road tonight. They give it a tough matchup against a top 25 ranked Creighton. That tip off at 7 p.m. tonight in Omaha. The NAIA and Sioux City have agreed to extend their partnership to host the NAIA Women's Basketball National Championship at the Tyson Event Center through 2029. Sioux City has been the site for the 16-team tournament since 2021, and they previously hosted the NAIA Division II championships for over two decades. This year's Women's Basketball Championship will be in Sioux City March 19th through the 24th in 2026. Ohio State is number one in the first rankings released last night by the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. That puts Ohio State ahead of fellow unbeatens, number two Indiana, and number three Texas A&M. Three SEC teams would follow A&M. Alabama came in at number four, Georgia at five, and Ole Miss at number six. Rounding out the top 10, BYU, Texas Tech, Oregon, and Notre Dame. The top team from the ACC is Virginia. They came in at number 14. Every team in the top 25 came from a Power Four conference, so the committee designated Memphis as the top team from the group of five. The five highest-ranked conference champions will make the 12-team field, but there is a change to the format this year as the committee will be using a straight seeding model, so conference champs are not guaranteed the top four spots. Now, the top four teams in the final rankings, regardless of conference championships or affiliation, will receive a first-round bye. And LSU is promoting Verge Osberry to athletic director, taking off his interim tag. New LSU school president Wade Rousey made the decision yesterday. Osberry, a former LSU linebacker who's been connected to the university for more than 30 years, was named the interim athletic director last week after Scott Woodward and the school mutually agreed to separate. And that is a look at your sports for Wednesday, November 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.